Hello and welcome to this edition of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kurt Gibson, and this week we find ourselves on the road at the IHSA Leadership Conference. With me today is the Athletic Director at Rantoul Township High School, Travis Fleschner, and RTHS student leaders, Lexi Sherrick and Jenna Sanford. Welcome everybody to Happenings.
How are we doing, Kurt?
Before we get started, Lexi and Jenna, why don't you tell us what year in school you are and those sports or activities you're involved with at school?
Hi, my name is Lexi, and I'm a sophomore at RTHS, and I am involved in softball, volleyball, basketball, and I'm also in FFA and student council.
Hi, I'm Jenna. I'm a sophomore, and I also play softball.
Excellent. Well, we're glad everybody's here today, and we're glad that your school thought that the conference was valuable enough to let some students come here. And in fact, I'll sort of use that as my lead-in question for Mr. Fleschner. Travis, tell us a little bit about, from the school's perspective, what your administration thought would be a value of in a conference like today.
Well, at Rantoul, we have a lot of good kids, whether they play sports or part of activities, and it's really nice to have them come to an event like this and work with kids from another school. We actually get to get out of the city limits of Rantoul and give them the opportunity to work with students that might be from up north or down south or maybe even right next door to us. So we just really looked forward to coming to this event.
Yeah, this is the third conference in this format that we've conducted, and feels like it gets better and better every year for us. So, Lexi, let me ask you, tell us a little bit about the sessions you've attended so far today, maybe which one you've enjoyed the most or at least gotten something out of.
Today so far in the sessions I've been in a leadership one and choosing what is right and wrong. My favorite one today has probably been the leadership one because it helps me know what to do in situations and helps me know what to do and step up and help others.
Yeah, isn't that one of the hardest things sometimes, knowing when I've got to step up in this situation and help this other person out who I can tell is having a tough time?
Yeah, it can be difficult.
Do you find yourself doing that in some of the sports? Because it sounds like you're pretty involved in sports there at Rantoul.
Yeah, I try to help others a lot.
Lexi's a really, really good athlete, and she leads by example quite often. And so hopefully coming to something like this gives her the opportunity to be more as a vocal leader, because she does what's right all the time. But now maybe she can have that fortitude to express that to others and get everybody else to jump on board with her.
Yeah, it's so important. So good luck to you, Lexi. Jenna, maybe share with us and our audience a little bit, as you think about going back to Rantoul after today's conference, what's maybe one idea or two ideas that you think you're going to be able to take back and work with your other student leaders to make Rantoul High School the best possible environment it can be?
One would definitely be going back and showing other kids how to be a leader and what to teach them to how to become one, and also to always do the right thing, even if it's a bad situation. Always think of the others around you and yourself.
Yeah, it's so important. Like we were saying earlier, you got to be always thinking about other people to make the experience good for others. Well, Lexi and Jenna and Travis, thanks for joining me today on Happenings at 2715. Here's hoping that you guys are able to take something back to Rantoul Township High School to make that the best school climate and environment that it can be. So on behalf of our entire production team, thanks for listening to this week's podcast. We look forward to meeting you again next week over these same airwaves.